Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based out of Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching is Come to the Water.
The Responsorial Psalm. Blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the one who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on God's law day and night. That person is like a tree planted near running water, that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he or she does prospers. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away, for the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Today's Psalm number 1 offers us a powerful image of wonderful hope and sustenance. We are told that if we walk in the path that God has opened for us, the path of God's law and God's wisdom, and if we take time to meditate on that law day and night, then we will be like an old fruit tree that yields abundant fruit in due season. Now, when I think of old trees rooted near deep springs of running water, I must admit that I immediately think of the ancient live oak trees at Mepkin Trappist Abbey in South Carolina. Wow, what trees! Like the great redwood trees in California, these beautiful, lazy, old, majestic live oak trees sink their roots deeply into the ground, where streams of life flow gracefully and abundantly. Unfortunately, these underground springs and streams are being desecrated by the bottled water bandits who are set on turning God's gift into a commodity. God's gift is always freely given, and it can't be sold. Our contemplative practice, though, must not be disturbed by those who see these ancient springs of life-giving water as a chance to make money. Our psalm today is inviting us to remain rooted near these ancient sources of water and wisdom, to sink our roots and our longing for life in abundance deep into the ground of God, deep into the Word of God. To slake our thirst at these ancient wells and underground rivers is to sink our roots in God. And isn't that what we really long for? To drink from that very river that flows from the heart of God and from the pierced heart of the crucified Christ? We cannot drink this ancient wisdom if we are not able to stop long enough to be refreshed at God's living fountain of life. Yes, it requires stopping, resting, and sinking ourselves deep into the earth, into the heart of God, listening and longing. Only then can we respond to Jesus' call to give a cup of water to our neighbor from that very same fountain that we have been blessed to drink of. All you who thirst, come to the water.